I'm in the office of Ben Camerano, who is the art director for Madden. Is that correct? So that's a wild job you have. I mean, you're the guy who makes Madden look, frankly, look so good.
I'm part of a large team here. Yep. A lot of talented guys. Yep. So one of the things, part of my job is making sure that I am working with these guys to set the visual direction for that that cycle's product as well as the franchise.
So when you say the cycle of the product, that means that you don't, it's not like every year you roll into your office in mid-March and scratch your head and go, what are we going to do this year for Madden? Right. I mean, you're working on this all the time, not only for the next release, but you're actually working on releases in the years to come, right?
Absolutely. We have a lot. You know, anybody could walk into a product and just come up with, just brainstorm, you know, X number of ideas that they want to do for that cycle. But one of the things we want to make sure people know is that there is a plan to this type of madness. So, yes, we have a laundry list of stuff that we want to do visually, but what we do is each year we tie that into what the product's goals are and make sure that once we hit those visual targets, they're used as building blocks to hit the next set and the next set and the next set.
So you're, you know, the one thing I want to talk about is the fact you used to work at Microsoft.
Yeah, I actually started at Microsoft and late in 1998 in the sports group, which soon became XSN Sports.
Right, which everyone knows, you know, has fond memories of early Xbox owners.
Yeah,
and you worked on Fever.
Yeah, I worked on Fever and Inside Drive. I had actually started out there on Fever as the animation lead when it was still a PC-only title.
Okay.
And then moved through the ranks as a technical art lead and technical design manager and then eventually a franchise art lead for Fever. And, it was a blast. There was a lot of great guys there, it was a fun product to do, so...
And now you're down here at EA working on the mother of all franchises.
Yeah, now you're down here working at EA. There's a few Xbox guys down here I'm working with, but it's a blast. I'll tell you, it's there's definitely a different approach to how they market and strategize for sports.
Yep.
It's different now being a third-party developer and not a first-party.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest difference. You don't have to be as worried about a specific console and you could be more concerned with the product itself.
Yeah, but you conversely, I mean, I see you've got an Xbox development kit over there in the corner working on. But you're also working on how do you translate the Xbox 360 versions, which you've got screenshots on your screen right now on your computer, to, say, the PS2 version or even the DS version.
Sure.
How do you do that?
Yeah, there's different groups that actually take those assets and
try to squeeze them
down into the box. So one of the nice things about being the art director on the Madden Next Gen titles is I am working on the Next Gen consoles,
right.
Well, Xbox and PS3. So
right.
So that's fun. But I also work closely with the art director on the current gen titles.
Okay.
And also I work closely with the art director on the NCAA titles.
Right.
So we make sure that we are sharing our technologies, our processes. We want to make this successful for the studio and the company, not just for our products. So.
Now, you stumbled into games, and a lot of people that listen to my podcasts ask, you know, want to know how you got into, you know, how my guests get into their into gaming because they want to get into gaming. You got into it kind of a funny way. Tell me that story.
Sure. I actually worked for many years in commercial work, doing 3D commercials.
So like TV commercials.
TV commercials.
What would be one of the things that were like scrubbing bubbles or something?
It would be, yeah, there would be stuff like that. Probably the most memorable stuff would be toy commercials.
So okay.
Saturday morning cartoons, you may see something for a new Batman toy or something like that. And I would be the one responsible for doing that 7 to 10 seconds of a 3D animation of the toy doing something. So if it's a Batman toy and he had a cool new car, let's say,
right.
I'd be responsible for making Batman look cool in his car,
right.
3D rendered, animated, particles, you name it. And I'd work with a small group of guys to finish that, and we'd give it to the to our client to add to their commercial.
So you, and then from there, how'd you get? Tell me the rest of it.
Yeah, actually, it was my sister-in-law had worked at Microsoft as a developer, and she knew my wife and I were looking to move out west, and she said, "Do you ever think about getting into games?" I said, "Well, I think about it." I go, "Where?" She goes, "At Microsoft. We have a game studio out here." And I said, "What are they looking for?" She said, "I think they're looking for an animation lead for their sport for football."
Okay.
And I'd played college football.
So who'd you play with?
I played at a small Division III school called Allegheny College,
cool.
Just north of Pittsburgh in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Played quarterback out there in the late 80s, early 90s. So when I took the opportunity to come out and visit Microsoft, I interviewed, I fell in love with the people, the environment, the area, and they said, "What do you think? You want to come on out here? We'd love to have you." And that's how I started to break into games.
Wow, that's a cool story. Yeah. And then from there, of course, you worked on the Fever series like we talked about.
Yep.
And then you made the move down here to EA to work on Madden.
Yeah, so when I came down here, I actually started off an NFL head coach with another ex-Microsoft colleague of mine, David Ortiz.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably about midway through that product, was transferred over to the Madden Next Gen series for 07.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's how it's, you know, it's kind of weird. I kind of swung back into working on a football product. So
you're and how's it feel?
It feels great. I have to say, I love it down here. I've been down here for a little over a year.
No, we're down here in Central Florida, in Orlando, where there's lots of heat.
Lots of heat, but where I can golf 365 days out of the
that's
year.
That's the most important thing.
And, yeah, I don't feel too trapped during the winter months. You know, in the house, it's a great area. I really enjoy the people I work with. The studio is a really great cutting edge studio, and the people down here are just really passionate about
right.
the games that they work on, and that's very contagious.
Well, you know, when I look at Madden, you know, last year to this year, tell me what people are going to see is the difference. I mean, because people, it's kind of hard doing an audio interview with somebody who's into graphics. So
yeah.
How would we describe, you know, a lot of people have played the original Madden on Xbox 360, just the 360
yeah.
version. And from what I've seen, there's significant graphical enhancements
yeah.
this year.
So we have. We've actually, you know, when you do a console launch, and this is now my second or third console launch, the thing about coming out with that that launch title like they did in 06, there is a lot of groundwork that needs to be done to get that out.
You got to figure out how to program for the box.
You're going to have a ton of ideas. One of the things you have to always try to remember is that you know, the it's easy to kind of lose yourself in the idea of, like, let's throw everything away and start from scratch. And what the guys did on Madden Next Gen 06 is that they did a really solid, good job of laying the groundwork down for the franchise.
Right.
They knew that they were going to take their hits in certain areas. They also knew that they needed to excel and really make sure that the users were getting the experience that they expected. So in some ways, my job, that type of not having to worry about that type of groundwork, is great, because now I can focus on key areas for polish.
Mm-hmm.
And the areas that some of the areas that we weren't able to get in on Madden 06, like 3D grass.
Mm-hmm. So making the grass 3D grass. Everybody, 3D
grass.
You know, people are just going to look at the grass and go, "That's pretty," but you put so much thought into this.
You put a lot into it. So when you play our game, most of the gameplay camera is showing the field.
Yeah.
Okay. The player, 22 players running around on the field. And so you have to make sure that it feels, not only does it feel next gen, but it's starting to feel authentic.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many more things that we can do now with subsurface scattering, with light specularity, post processing, bloom, haze, blur, all that fun stuff. And so we want to make sure we start to add that into areas that's going to enhance the user's gameplay experience without breaking their user sensibility,
mm-hmm.
okay, about the sport. So grass was a big area for us. We've also done a lot of things procedurally or dynamically this year. A lot of our, you know, some of our animations are done that way, where we base them off of a physics-based programs we use that are physics-based You know, we can have different types of tackles. It's not always going to be the same five canned tackles every year. We can have dynamic time of day. Okay, yeah. You could play in the play in the morning till deep into the night, and it feels like, wow, the sky's changing, the sun direction's changing, the shadows are changing. Games are long. They're 3-hour games.
Yeah.
You know, of course, if you keep it on 5 minutes, then. Yeah. But we try to also clamp that down into that 5 minute per quarter experience. So there is a lot of stuff we've done. The characters, we wanted to refine those more, make sure that they were continuing to build upon this authentic feel. I want to play with, with Ray Lewis. I want to play with Sean Alexander.
Right.
They got to feel like Sean Alexander. They got to move like Sean Alexander. We spent a lot of time doing running styles this year, so you'll see the difference between Warrick Dunn running and Jamal Lewis running.
So last week I talked to, ironically, I had a gentleman on my show who works on our team who works on audio.
Okay.
And we were talking about how the visuals always get referenced in the review, and he was always getting shorted. But one of the things I wanted to ask you about, it's got to be really hard to do a game like Madden, because millions of people watch football every year.
Yes.
And they know what it's supposed to look like. Whereas if you're designing, a game that takes place in space like Halo, nobody knows what the Covenant looks like. So, okay, well, look. So that's got to be really hard to, since there's a certain expectation already for you.
Yeah. We have millions of fans who are millions of NFL fans who, like you said, have that expectation of what football looks like. The idea is that we want to build on that look and feel.
Right.
Okay. But those millions of fans, while they have a certain base expectation, everyone has a different experience.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that we want to highlight. Okay. Here is the experience that we have. We got a lot of guys on the team who have played football up through the college ranks. We got guys on the team that live and breathe this stuff. They've been to games. They're down on the field. They go to training camps. So they see that whole environment that we want to bring the user down into. Not everybody gets that opportunity. So we want to expose that to these guys. We don't just want to show a game of what it feels like to be a fan in the stands or watching it on TV. That is a part of it, but it's not the whole picture. And so there's a lot of room, especially on the next-gen console like an Xbox 360, that allows us to do that. So you're going to be down in the field. You're going to hear the coaches. I throw out a lot of kudos to our audio guys. You're down in the field. You feel like you're there. You can hear the hits. You hear the coaches barking orders. You hear players on the field barking orders, talking to each other, yelling at each other. That's the experience that we want to enhance for the user. It's down on the field, not so much what does it look like from a TV, because everybody does know what it looks
like. Everybody knows what it looks like on TV. Exactly. So, Ben, I have to ask you, what's your gamer tag?
My gamer tag is Louis the Arm. I've had that since the beginning of Xbox, and anybody I've played with like Rogue Spear series and all that, that's always been my gamer tag. So
there you go, yeah. Louis the Arm.
Louis the Arm.
Ben, the art director of NFL Next Gen, I appreciate you taking the time and letting me barge into your office.
No problem.
I'm here with my friend Chuck and Allison. Chuck, you work at EA, used to work at Microsoft.
Yes, good to see you again, Larry.
Good to see you again. We've run into each other a couple times over the past week. And over here we have Allison. Allison, hello.
Hello.
So I want to talk to you guys about this upcoming pay-per-view show. What is it called? Mm-hmm.
It's called Inside Madden NFL 07. It's an ESPN pay-per-view exclusive.
So pay-per-view, so how much is it?
$19.95.
So why, as a Madden fan or as a video game fan, do I want to purchase this? What am I going to see for $20?
So really, this is part of a broader plan by EA Sports to really deliver what we're calling premium content. And this is really geared towards the core Madden fans or the core EA Sports fans who have been asking us, we want more content and we want to be able to extend our gameplay experience, beyond, playing on our Xbox 360 or our Xbox system, for example. So how we deliver that is through a number of things, with creation of Madden Hall of Fame editions, which is, additional bonus content, for the Xbox 360, where we have inside glimpses of, our production team, a little sneak peek behind the scenes of how the game is made. But with the ESPN pay-per-view pay-per-view show. It's a 60-minute show. This is really a show that features the core man community and is for the core man community. So really, this takes a deep dive into, you know, new features in this year's game and really, you know, how the team, the production team here at EA Sports came to create those features, then decided how they were going to be placed into this year's game. And then really it takes it one step further beyond any of the other premium content that we were offering by talking about strategy. So you've got these hardcore Madden gamers that are featured, you know, various past Madden Challenge winners.
Yep.
For an example, we've got five individuals. We've got representatives from NadNation.com and really the best of the best Madden ballers throughout the nation that have, you know, gotten hands-on with the game and really have kind of dissected it and have broken it down in terms of all the new features and new gameplay modes, and really have now are offering up to the rest of the Madden community and the people that purchase the program, you know, this is their strategy and these are their tips and their tricks, you know, on what they would do and how they play this year's game. And really this is for those core Madden gamers and throughout the Madden community to get a leg up on the competition. So the guys that compete in the Madden Challenge every year, the guys that compete on Xbox Live every season on Madden NFL football, this is their opportunity to take that content, to take that valuable information and apply it to their game.
So really, if you want to see, when's this airing? When's it available?
The premiere is August 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern.
So that is literally almost 2 weeks before Madden hits the stores.
Right. So really, this is as close as the Madden community is going to get in terms just short of actually being able to play hands-on with the product. The show is really going to dive deeply into, you know, a lot of the new gameplay and a lot of the new modes, depths. We're going to unveil for the first time all the new player ratings in this year's game as well. So,
right.
You know, that is a big, big hot point for, you know, all of the Madden fans. That's a big, you know, message board and post topic for discussion. You know, what are the new player ratings? What are the rookies going to be rated? So all of that is information that is completely relevant to the hardcore Madden fan community. And this is, you know, information that they would definitely want to pay and tune in to watch that kind
of
content.
So I'm watching. I'm going to get a little bit behind the scenes, a little bit view what goes on here at EA Studios in Florida. But I'm also going to get tips before anybody else.
Yeah, it's very much strategy geared towards those core Madden gamers, you know, covering the topics, everything from, you know, defensive strategies, offensive strategies, new player ratings for this year's game, as an example. And that's just touching the tip of the iceberg in terms of, you know, 60 minutes of content that you're going to get on this pay-per-view special.
So now, Chuck, I know you're playing the game. Allison, are you playing the game too? Are you playing the NFL?
Yeah, I played today. I scored 2 touchdowns.
Did you?
I did.
Nice work.
What's your fingers.
What's your favorite team?
Patriots.
Of course, we're from New England. So, Chuck, what's yours?
I have two, actually. So my hometown, San Diego Chargers, as well as my second hometown, Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, so you got the West Coast covered.
Yes.
But now you're living on the East Coast.
Yes, Florida. I've been here for a brief time. I am anxious to get the football season started so I can catch a few Tampa Bay Bucks,
there
Jacksonville Jaguars, and as well as the Miami Dolphins down
so
south.
So you got it going on. So I have
Absolutely.
To ask you, and Allison, I'm going to ask you as well. So, Chuck, what's your gamer tag?
My gamer tag is C. Blev.
So C. Blev. And then, Allison, you don't have one yet, do you?
I don't have one. I'm going to have to make one up.
So we need to fix that. We'll take care of that. So you guys, ESPN and EA, two huge sports entertainment entities coming together. Is this the first time you guys have worked together?
There's been previous collaboration on, you know, a number of EA Sports titles in recent years, but really, in terms of creating, you know, unique content, you know, that highlights the Madden community and is really geared towards the Madden community and, you know, the Madden fan, this is really a first in terms of this type of endeavor, including this type of original programming and original content for television.
So is this available? I know it's going to be available pay-per-view August 4th. And is how much is it? It's $20.
$19.95, and you can watch it on TV or online. So you can call your call your pay-per-view provider for television, or go to ESPN.com, and you can purchase it online to watch online the full show.
Oh, there you go. That's good
Stream
to know.
Live. It'll be archived all month as well. So if you're not around on that Friday night, you have other plans.
You can purchase it later on.
Get it all month long.
That's good to know.
And we also have a great preview, a 2-minute preview that's up right now on ESPN Motion on ESPN.com that really gives you great insight into what the show is about.
Kind of a teaser.
Definitely.
So go up and take a look at that.
Yeah, please do.
So is this North America only? Or is it U.S. only?
It's international. Oh, anyone who has access to ESPN.com can purchase the show.
Okay, that's good. And then the pay-per-view is obviously probably just North America. Or is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. The U.S. is for the television pay-per-view.
Sure, but anybody around the world that wants to see this thing, they can just go to ESPN and purchase that. That's kind of cool. I didn't know that they were both available. That's an interesting angle.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've started streaming all of our pay-per-view events as of last year with ESPN Game Plan online, and it really offers a whole new dynamic, especially for folks that are online. And
right.
You know, these core Madden guys, I'm sure, are online all the time. So
yeah, apparently,
it's an easy way to watch it.
Apparently, I'm spending too much time doing these shows to notice. So sorry about that. Chuck Allison, thanks for explaining me the mystery that is the pay-per-view channel.
Yeah, we're really excited about this first endeavor in this original TV programming and creating this kind of content specifically for the Madden community, the hardcore Madden fans. And it's something that it's not for everyone. It might be the in-depth strategy that maybe your casual going gamer might not be interested in, but for the hardcore fans in the community, it's really, really relevant. And the feedback we've gotten from the community is that they're really excited to tune in on August 4th.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Ryan, thank you. Thank you for coming by and hanging out with me here at your office.
Yes, at my office.
So you're I'm here at EA in Orlando, and you're what's your title?
I am assistant producer on Madden NFL 07 for the Xbox 360.
So we were just talking a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with, you got to tell me how you got in the games industry, because it's a funny story.
Basically, when I was 16 years old, I actually worked at a grocery store. I'm actually born and raised in the Orlando area, so it's kind of, I guess, luck of the draw, as you could say. And I took some of these groceries out that had a Madden shirt on. I'm like, oh, I love Madden. I love Madden. I've been playing it, since 1992. I've always played it. I love Madden.
Right.
More than anything, at this point, I was, I played football and all that stuff, so I was just a football fanatic. And then I basically got his card, got a job as a tester, did it for a couple seasons, and I've been here ever since. So
now you've worked your way up the chain, and you're a producer.
Yep.
What does that mean?
A producer? It's actually kind of, you wear a bunch of hats, right?
Right.
So production is one of those things that your job is very nebulous, right? So it what you do on a day-to-day basis, it changes. Mm-hmm. And it changes on a seasonal basis, right? So at the beginning of the year, like, we're in pre-production process. We go through, we brainstorm new ideas. We look at what we would like to include last year we didn't have time for.
What was cut?
Things that were cut, things that we said, we can ship with this, but we really do want to fix this, and things like that. And that's kind of the process. That's where we start. So at that point, production is very creative. You're, creating ideas from scratch. What are we going to push next year? What are we going to fix? Then after that, we roll into a process called actual production, which at that point, we go back as producers, we write designs for everything. So we design everything out to meticulous detail. I mean, if you can imagine, it's bold, does the A button must do this on this screen, the B button must do this, the screen layout, all that stuff. So we go through that. Then after we go through that, that's kind of, so in a way, production is also a technical writer.
Right.
If you come through it. Then we begin the actual production process of the game, which is we go through and we have monthly milestones. And we actually guide the implementation of all the features that we've come up with, schedule people and things like that. So, and then once we're done, we go into alpha and we guide the bug fixing, make sure priorities are in the right place and things like that. So, production, you're basically, your job is to start with an idea and make sure it gets implemented all the way through at the end to what you're happy with. So that's kind of, the role here at least.
So, Ryan, in Madden NFL 07, there's a ton of new features. Tell me some of the ones that you worked on. Like, what were some of the specifically the ideas that you had, and what can we look forward to?
Some of the things I worked on specifically was the Madden Gamer level, which is kind of Madden's version of the Ultimate Accomplishment Tracker.
Okay.
Right now, one of the issues I've always, not personally, but kind of people have always had with Madden in general is that, there's definitely an online, offline experience.
Right.
And my goal personally was to make it so that somebody that goes right now in current gen and plays online 900 games and come back, they're 0-1 Madden because their profile wasn't synonymous, right?
Right.
So Madden Gamer Level is a way of tracking what you do in all of our game modes. There's actually a completion percentage and things like that. And you actually can go through, I can go online and it's sort of like an MMO, right? We have levels, so you can go up to level 50. And as you go up every few levels, you unlock Hall of Fame players, which is we're really excited about. We just got that license this year. So, mm-hmm. We have 142 Hall of Famers that you can unlock going through your Madden Gamer level. But the nice thing, one of the things, especially for a lot of people that play online a lot, is that when I play someone online right now, it shows in their last 10 games whether I played him on my couch.
Right.
Or if I played him online or if I played the CPU, it logs the game. The game doesn't care anymore where you played this person.
So just kind of like the way that the Xbox and Xbox Live, and you're on it. What's your gamer tag?
It's Ryanaza, R-Y-A-N-A-Z-A.
So you're going to get some people sending you friend requests.
That's all right, man. I'm on all the time.
So kind of like how the Xbox and Xbox Live kind of blurred the online offline experience. You guys have done that as well within Madden.
Personally, I'm a huge fan of just being integrated in general.
Right.
And I think as we progress, you know, through in gaming in general, integration is definitely the future. And Madden wants to be on the cutting edge of that. So, you know, that was one of the things that's we don't want there to be an online offline experience anymore. We want that you play Madden. It's the ultimate competitive game. You know, I think of it as the virtual couch, right?
Right.
I can always find an opponent. You know, if I play online, offline, doesn't matter. I can get, you know, my Madden gamer level will tell me you played this guy. It doesn't matter.
So you have kind of a job that a lot of people envy. Would you say that's true?
I'd say that's an understatement, probably.
Yeah, because there's people listening to the show right now and they're going, wow, I'm working at a grocery store. I want to work at EA doing the Madden thing. Exactly. So you're living the dream.
Yeah, that's what people say. So I love it, though. So.
But, you know, the first and foremost is you were a gamer that loved Madden and you just happened to – you got lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got lucky. Yeah, you work hard.
The way I always say it, and, you know – it takes sometimes luck to get in the door, but once you get there, it's kind of what you do.
It's up to you. Yeah, once you get in the door, it's up to you.
Yep. And, you know, I mean, just seize your opportunities, right? I mean, I know everyone's like, oh, you just want to sit around and play video games all day. I'm like, not exactly. But.
Yeah, I've said this many times. You and I were talking about this before I started recording is when you're in the video game business, you play a lot of games. You just don't complete a lot of games.
Correct. Absolutely. I was going to say, my gamer score is embarrassing.
Yeah.
How many? I have a ton of games played, but my gamer score is extremely low.
Yeah, because we're too busy working.
Yeah, exactly.
but let's get back to Madden NFL 07. Yep. It's almost like a totally new game this year versus Absolutely. Last year on the Xbox 360. So how do you working on the game, the next gen game, how do you take this great game like Madden NFL and make it work on the Xbox 360 or some of the other platforms? Wait a minute. Are you working on the PlayStation 3 platform?
What?
Perhaps.
Wouldn't say no comment on that.
Okay, we'll just leave. Okay, we'll move past that.
Yeah.
But how do you make it translate to other platforms?
To translate, so right now, basically, we want to make sure that the Madden core experience is the same on everything. We want a gamer, no matter what platform they buy the game on, they always get Madden, right? It feels like Madden. They know what they're going to get. They expect the high quality they're going to get from EA that we always try to deliver. And that's where we start, right? So you had mentioned how Madden 07 this year is such a marked increase even over last year, right? So last year for us was, let's get the base core Madden experience down in the next-gen level and make sure it's right. And I think now, this year, it's just all about depth, right? So if we had our base, we had a great base we started with, and now we're able just to pile stuff on that we wanted to do for years, which we now finally can do with the power of these next-generation platforms. I mean, just some of the nuances we're able to get this year. I mean, like, our field degradation looks absolutely amazing. You know, we have our 3D grass, and then on top of that, you know, if you play a rain game, you can see the reflections of the stadium in the rain and it all, you know, and it's not just our degradation, you know, this is one of the things like NextGen affords us. It's actually based on where the guy's feet go, right?
Right.
So, in, you know, years past, it's been, okay, so third quarter, the field should be this, you know, this one messed up.
Right.
But for us, it's no, these guys were actually on this spot
right.
of the ball, and that's where they're at. So you can actually tell who's had the ball the most in our game because that the area of that field would be worn down.
Right.
Which is absolutely amazing. In real life, that's how it is, you know?
Right.
You see, hey, these guys almost always have the ball. They're never past the 50 on this side.
Right.
Whereas, you know, now Madden is an absolute, you know, recreation of that, so...
It really does look stunning, and, you know, you've worked on a lot of new features in this thing. Yeah. What, you know, it's got to be... You're obviously a gamer.
I've been a gamer since I bought NES, started with that, and I've never quit. It's funny. I always thought I would grow out of it, but
you don't.
No, you don't. You know, I was like, oh, I'm going to go to high school. Like, I probably shouldn't play video games anymore.
But here you are.
Exactly. It was funny. I was talking to my mom about that, and I'm like, did you ever think that I would still be having video game magazine subscriptions?
Yeah, exactly. Many years later.
Exactly. Yeah. Your 25-year-old son has a video game subscription to magazines.
You've really come a long way in the past few years, you know, doing what you've been doing, and it's been great to see that you're working on this title.
Thanks.
What, you know, your job is 12 months a year. I was just talking with the art director about this upstairs, and he, you know, it's not like you guys show up in the middle of May and go, well, let's figure out what we're going to do for Madden this year. So do you have a couple weeks off now that it's launch time, or how does that work? Are you already done and ready to go for next year?
I'm on 08 right now. I'm actually came up here. I've been working on some 08 designs right now.
Really?
Yeah, I took a day off.
Yep.
Went to the beach.
One day off, and then you're back, right back at it.
Back to the grind. We love football.
Yeah.
And I think, I think that's kind of one of the important things is that everyone here loves football. And for us, it's a point of passion, right? So when there's stuff that we want, I mean, we'll do whatever it takes to make sure we get that in stuff. And, you know, so it's like, yeah, take a day off, come right back to the grind, make sure, you know, 08's set up for success from the start. And just kind of building what we have this year. I mean, we've added so many things this year, and you know, it'll be about, you know, adding more things and more things. And I think that's the most important thing with Madden 07 is you're seeing that the base we set last year is we're able to deliver potentially, you know, probably the deepest Madden ever in 1 year, which is incredible if you think about it.
And then so you must be thinking about all the base that you have this year, what you can do next
Absolutely.
Year. I mean, it's just going to be exponential.
And it's kind of, you know, the snowball effect.
Yeah.
I mean, and as we add things, like, so we added Superstar this year, you know, that position-specific gameplay stuff
right.
is amazing. And it provides a completely different on-the-field experience from when you're playing Madden with your buddy. And it's one of those things. It's, you know, how else can we repackage football? How can we make people experience like they're on the field? And that's, you know, once we started playing that, we're like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's always it's like the eureka moment. You're like, wow, this is awesome. It's like, what else can we do with this? You know, and that's kind of... You know, that's one of the great things about working on a game like this is it is. It's 12 months a year. You're always thinking. You're always loving football. You know, it's football, football, football. So we are all, you know.
All football all the time.
All football all the time, pretty
much.
But
you must – let me ask you. What other games are you playing? What kind of arcade titles are you playing?
Xbox Live. I am a Zuma warrior. I love
Really?
Zuma. Oh, I love Zuma. I just bought Frogger.
Yeah, Frogger was out last week.
Yeah, I got Frogger last
week. Galaga's out this week.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing every Wednesday, like 2 a.m., I wake up. My friend, we both have 360s. Like, hey, what game they put up?
Yeah,
you know.
Next week, Street Fighter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, everybody's pumped for that.
The quarter mode is.
It's gonna be cool.
I love Street Fighter too. So yeah, I mean, I play Zuma. I think I have 11 arcade games.
Wow.
Yeah, I love arcade. I mean, those are great games. Just go home and relax and play.
It just kind of what regular Xbox 360 games are you playing?
Right now, I'm almost done with Prey, actually, so I'm pretty proud of myself. I might actually beat a game.
Nice work.
Yeah, exactly. I've been playing World Cup a lot, our FIFA World Cup game. That's a great game. A lot of my friends come over. We all sit around and play four-player with that. It's a great time.
Yeah.
What else on 360 have I been playing? I got a stack. Finally, my friend borrowed Call of Duty, so I finally got that back, so I'm going to do that again.
Got to go through. They did some cool stuff on the multiplayer with that. They fixed that, so that's going to be cool.
Yep, definitely with the updates.
Ryan, I appreciate you coming down and just spending a little bit of time with me, man.
Nice chatting with
I'll let you get back. You got Madden 08 to do, so get back up to your
Madden
office.
Yes, I do have Madden 08 to do.
All right, dude. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks.